Report: Woman wakes to find blood dripping on her from apartment ceiling. By Amy Furr on May 13, 2021. A woman named Anna Cardenas in El Paso, Texas, reportedly woke not long ago to find blood dripping on her face that had seeped through her ceiling, according to KTSM. Cardenas says she woke up around 4 a.m. to the sound of something dripping. When she got up to see what the noise was, she said what she thought was rain was actually blood splattered across the walls, her bed, and her body, the outlet said Wednesday. The woman slept with her ceiling fan switched on and the blood seeped through where the fan was located, causing the blood to move onto the blades and splatter on the bedroom walls. "It grossed me out, I was in shock, I thought this isn't real, this is a dream, wake up. I called maintenance and they said, are you sure? And I said, blood is falling on me," Cardenas told the outlet in Spanish. The fluid, which fell on her bed, walls, furniture, and her hair, was reportedly coming from an upstairs neighbor whom Cardenas said was a man between 55 and 70 years old who had died. "The firefighters knocked down his door and the body was laying exactly where my fan is underneath. He had carpet but the blood seeped through to my ceiling," Cardenas explained. According to the article, police officers determined the neighbor died of natural causes and had been decomposing for nearly 6 days. "They took the fan down and a pool of blood came down," Cardenas, who got a hotel room for a while, said. She is now asking the Chula Vista apartment management for compensation regarding her damaged belongings. "I told them my bed is covered in blood and they told me they're sorry but the insurance won't pay it," Cardenas noted. However, Cardenas did not have renter's insurance because it was not required, the KTSM article read. She said the traumatic experience made her unable to eat or sleep, adding she hoped to have a medical examination to make sure she did not have an infection. Cardenas told KTSM she did not renew her lease but was looking for another apartment within her budget. She has created a GoFundMe page to help with the cost of temporary shelter and replace her damaged belongings.